Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so what you have here is you have a lot of people speaking out about what...
Oh, yeah.
Not only Alabama, but also Kentucky, Georgia, Ohio, Mississippi, now Missouri, drilling down on this abortion, really strict abortion measures, and these governors are passing them.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's actually surprising.
Are you surprised?
Yeah, that it happened so quickly in so many states.
Yeah.
And such a swing to the left.
Right.
From the right. I apologize, to the right.
Well, I'm very interested because not only did we get word of a federal suit today, and this is from Planned Parenthood and the ACLU in Alabama, you also have a bill to repeal the abortion ban that the majority of these Democrats, if not all of them in the Senate in Alabama, have joined together to co-sponsor. And I'm really interested in hearing the voice of Senator Linda Coleman Madison. She's on the line with us right now. And hello, Senator. How are you, dear?
I'm doing great.
So tell me a little bit about today's developments, because this federal lawsuit, this is the next step, yes?
Yes. Since Alabama passed this law, which is the most stringent in the U.S., it is my fear, as many others, that this is going to be a template for those other very, very conservative states that are going to be using Alabama's model. And, of course, Alabama's model would completely do away with abortion, period, anywhere. The sponsor of the bill in the House, her definition of life is at conception, when the egg, sperm, and egg unite. Of course, we know that is not a baby. But it has the potential to redefine, as we have in the state of Alabama, well, I should say not we, but my Republican colleagues, they have tried to pass this personhood bill for years, which basically defined a person as from conception. That really the ramifications for the entire United States here.
Right. Were you surprised that it happened, that they had united and passed something this severe?
Not really, because the entire intent all along has been aimed at reversing Roe versus Wade. However, it's surprising to me that, you have a majority Republican, all male in the Senate. There are four women in the Senate right now. And, of course, one of our members is out ill. But basically, so you have no females on the Republican side at all. But it just amazed me that they are more guided by party politics than they are about what they see in front of them, which is their own constituents, their own family members, and looking at the unintended consequences for those persons. They have just overlooked that altogether.
Senator, you realize, though, this will never get to the Supreme Court, ever. It'll never be enforced. This will never make law. This will never be law for one day, one hour. This is a political statement to get this somewhere that the Supreme Court won't hear this case. It's too radical. Right?
It is too radical. But you know what?
Yeah.
I'm a Democrat. I didn't think that we would elect the president that we have. But even he said that he is opposed to this law.
Right. Right.
Reverend Roberts, who said, I think Alabama's gone a little bit too far. You know, we made no exception for rape, incest, or when a mother's life is in danger. To me, it just shows a blatant disregard for women. It shows a disrespect for the value and worth of women altogether. And to me, it's like just binding me up, tying me up, stuffing my mouth with something and putting me in a deep hole. You don't have any rights.
Let me ask you this. Senator Linda Coleman Madison here from Alabama joining us this afternoon. Let me ask you this. Do you see that perhaps these very severe, very critical measures of abortion are a reaction to some of the things like we've seen in Virginia, where the governor has come out in favor of a full-term birth abortion? I mean, do you see that this is possibly a reaction to what many people say is too far from the left?
You know, but see, there again, you know, Alabama has always been different. We, you know, when it came down to the immigration bill, if you notice, in spite of the fact that we are not a border state, mm-hmm. we had to pass one of the strongest immigration laws. I don't know why we always have to carry it to the extreme. And so maybe my Republican colleagues felt that this was one time that they could rise above all the rest of the pack and be able to plant their flag on top of the
You know what? That's an excellent point. Yeah, I see what you're saying there, 100%.
And it reflects poorly on Alabama, is what you're saying. And it doesn't represent women at all, is what you're saying.
Exactly. You know, we are a state that is out recruiting every day internationally. We have Hyundai, Mercedes, all of these companies are foreign companies, and we recruit them. We attend the Paris Air Show every year. Primarily in economic development recruitment tool. We want these companies to come. But, you know, when people come, the world is a smaller place than it was when I was a child. People have come here. I remember when Mercedes first came. A lot of their employees were transferred here along with them.
Right.
And you have intermingling of cultures and what have you. The world is far more advanced than the small minds those of us here in Alabama that see things very differently. Women, the majority of the world leaders are women. And so for us to take this route, it really speaks poorly, and it says to the world that we really don't want to be players on the ball
global scale.
Field.
I love it. Yes.
Right.
I hear exactly what you're saying, and I so appreciate your time, Senator Linda Coleman Madison. Thank you very much for sneaking away and giving us a little bit of your time today, dear.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Take good care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.